As more schools make safety and security a priority, school resource officers, or SROs, have become the fastest growing job in law enforcement. External threats are rare, and most research suggests that putting cops in schools actually has a negative impact on education. But proponents say the good officers do for schools and communities can't always be measured. Wyoming Public Radio's Aaron Schrank spent a day with some SROs and has this report.
When Josh Hudson became a school resource officer 8 years ago, it wasn't by choice. No one else at the Green River Police Department wanted the job, so as the new guy, he was assigned it.
When it was mentioned to me at first, I was like, honestly, I thought it was like, you just sit around and babysit kids all day, and it's just boring, nothing like regular police work, when really it actually is. And I've done more intense police-related stuff doing this, I think, at times than I have on the street.
Hudson's day has just begun, and he's already headed in his patrol car to investigate a case of suspected child neglect and to confront some students about a serious bullying incident.
Just now before I came here, a kid actually took pills before he came to school this morning. He already told me yesterday he was being bullied on the internet. Some kids said, you should just kill yourself, things like that. So we're pulling up to the high school here, and as you can see, that's where Officer Yeager parks his car, usually right up front. He wants people to know he's there and he's in the school.
Officer Ken Yeager is the other SRO. He and Hudson cover the whole school district, but Yeager is stationed here at Green River High School, and Hudson spends most of his time at Lincoln Middle School. High school vice principal Dennis Freeman says there's a reason so many schools are hiring SROs.
They can do things that it's difficult for us to do or time-consuming for us to do, but the biggest thing is forming a relationship with the kids. A lot of these kids need to have positive relationships with guys like cops.
While Hudson disappears to meet with someone from the Department of Child and Family Services, Officer Yeager makes his daily rounds.
You know, we really don't have that many fights here, and I think a lot of it has to do with the space that you got to walk. Hey, how's it going?
Yeager seems to have a good rapport with most of these high school kids, like senior Will Valdez.
Well, him? I like him. He's pretty nice. He's always willing to do what's best for everyone.
You ever had run-ins with him and getting in trouble with him?
Yeah, I passed an undercover cop going 80 on Upland. It was right out of the parking lot.
The percentage of students cited by law enforcement at Green River High School is average for Wyoming, but Wyoming's rates remain double the national average. Yeager says this job isn't for every cop.
I think it does take the right personality to it. You can put somebody in here that's real kind of harsh. It won't work as well, you know. You can't make them feel like they're a criminal just for a simple mistake.
Trained SROs like Yeager see themselves not only as law enforcement, but also as counselor and teacher. Yeager tries to build strong relationships with these kids so that they trust police and so he can get information to help solve crimes for the department.
A lot of times they have information for you that you'd never think they'd know about.
After his rounds, Officer Yeager sits at his desk and talks about how he works closely with school counselors to get kids help with mental health.
Kids this age are pretty emotional and they have some pretty severe issues, so I think that's one of the most important things I could do.
He gets a disturbing call from the principal at a nearby elementary school.
And she has shared with her sister that her mom's boyfriend plays games with them that involves inappropriate touching.
Okay.
So we're not going to talk to the little girl here. We're calling you for you to decide what to do.
All right. I'll get back with you here in a few.
All right.
Then Officer Hudson returns from his meeting. Both men say this is a lot of what they do, investigate things like child neglect and abuse. Yeager says citing students for crimes is more rare.
Writing a citation ticket or writing a report to forward up to a county attorney, you know, for some type of a charge. I'd like to say we never do, but there's a lot of times, you know, fights in halls we always do reports on, and crashes, theft.
Hudson, who patrols the middle school, says he learned the hard way over the years that citing students isn't always the best way to go.
I mean, on the street, you got to be consistent. You can't just ticket one and not the other. And here, it's a little different. Yeah, you got to make those calls. And for me, it's, is it going to make it worse or better? And how are the parents? The parents who are right here and I'll take care of this myself. Okay, great. You know, I think that's way better than me getting involved, unless it's been ongoing or serious.
Nobody, including Hudson, wanted this SRO job when he started. But now it's a respected and coveted position in the department. And Hudson's just learned it won't be his much longer.
It's going to be hard as we're going to start rotating our position, which we hadn't ever done that. So starting next summer, I'll be going back onto the street and we'll give new opportunities to new officers.
Hudson says working with the school and the students has been more rewarding than he could have imagined.
I absolutely love it. And I, at any moment, if they needed me to take it again, I'd love to have it back. But yeah, that would be the hardest part of the whole thing. If it weren't for the relationship with the kids, it'd be a lot easier.
Many question whether cops should even have these kinds of relationships with students. Hudson admits that when he started patrolling the schools, he may have been doing some kids more harm than good. He hopes whoever takes over can do what's best for students. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Aaron Schrank.